Samad Aleph, Rashi, Nibramaska Elo, Mishum the Tony. It's about, 15 lines down, the narrow lines. El Mishum the Tony, Erev, Dumi the Tumasarchlin. He says, your connection is, you're saying that because it says Erev is like Tumasarchlin. The Mashu Kosher, Matami Tumasarchlin, Yeshu Mazen, Shte Sudas, the price to compare the two. Whichever has a din of Tumasarchlin has a din of counting for two meals is chasid le'erev. Tumuchim b'nei tzimuini. We know that tumuchim b'kam tamei. That's not a good source because Rav Yochanan says we don't learn from klolus. Rav Moshe says rather tumuchim the Moshe says so tumuchim arba kaf. So the Moshe says meisei. Or brings a brice of Shimon Lozer. He's giving out to the Niam al Gerben Koi. So he's by the Gerben giving out. So the Loch is becoming in person. The only begurren may high shear the seed may high shear. You can't give less than a certain amount. The seed, but it's not the little bee, like you're the summer manoa. But so mehachi lehavi nesina. Chazal said there has to be a nesina chashuva. So it's not called you're giving a matana. You give some less than a certain amount. So tavlin it says uchlo shminis shebelitra belitra hu he lug. So it's an eighth of a lug, half of a revius. Then he says b'chein le'erev the mechalik oni begarin nami mosin shtei sudos ki kam lekamon. The chelik oni the begurin is also mosin shtei sudos. So therefore the halacha would be the same amount for erev. We quote in the name of Rav. So where it says and therefore according to that thought process we should compare tapuchim to a farsikin, and the farsikin was five was enough. Why do we need a kav? Five is enough. Some answers back. The first again are kosher. Chashiva mina kamon kosher liftin kelechol boy. We're going to say the bottom of the yomid something which is an accompaniment. You don't need two meals worth. You mean you need the amount that it would accompany two meals. Alma lab mamish sudos. You don't need the full meals. Heavy kula sudosa mahimino bina. You don't need the full amount of the food of the sudos worth from that min. I'll call media the full mechashivus. Each one according to its chashivus in the meal. In lifting shalom rogel lafas with the pas. Something which you come eats with the pas. Shirukhe lavas based upon the amount, the suit is the amount that you would eat as an accompaniment to this pass, two suitors worth. In double harogal lobe kinuch suda, who is someone which is eaten as a dessert. Shirukhe shalom rogal lobe kinuch based suit is the amount you would have, two suitors worth of dessert. So Yosef got upset. He said, surely, Mara, yim chulayatoino yal darbezer, the Rebbe Menashe. So the person should be merchalim for what he said. I quoted the statement of Rav. Amos Nisan. It's not going on the Brice, it's going on the Michigan. Farshav also. Who Agre Le Gursak Bardori of Brice. And he took that and taught it to his Talmud. It's going on the Brice. I said it's going on the Michigan. Person Loni Begurin. Mimaiser Oni. Mieshtar Harbi Le Chalki has a lot to give out. And Boanim Harbi is many Niam to receive. Who Mechalik Le Cholechod. He's giving each one. Ayiv chaslo mishir zen. The nesina be'inan has to be considered giving, and this is less than that. It's not called a nesina chashuba. The hazan ktani ha'yel adaber muat menas nifneim ve'mechalkim ineim. If you have a little bit, so you give it. It doesn't have enough to give every only this amount. So then they divide it up. But here, if he's giving out, there's enough to give out to everybody. He should be able to give everybody this amount. So this is called his nesina. So you don't give less than mechatzi kav chitin, v'im sarim kav, v'im kusman kav b'mechzer. The veila lachar shenidrusin be'igol korod lehu devela. After they've been pressed into this big cake, big round cake, they call it devela. Shuven emerchem b'midal b'mishkol. Once that happens, it's sold by weight. Rashi says chatzimana. So Rabbi Akiva said a chatzimana. Rabbi Yesu said, Rabbi's going on this, not on the Brice. The Mora says, what difference is there? What's the strength, literally, of the Mishnah over the Brice? The Ikbud of Yosef, Aranashi, was upset on Aranashi. What's the problem? If there be a conflict between the Brice and the Mishnah, so you say, wow, the Brice says it's a half, and the Mishnah says it's a whole, and Rekiva says the same thing like the Arab, you better know which one he's going on, the Mishnah or the Brice. But the my diary must need some lawyer price. They're not talking about the same things. There's no conflict. So what's the difference? That some more. So if you're going to tell me because it says it mentions Tablet in the Brisa and it doesn't mention Tablet in the Mishnah. And they're not b'nei la b'nei achila ninu. The sealer of Yosef, the Ein Arvin, but hand the freehold, you can't make an Arab with Tavlin because they're not really foods items. So saying Bechen Arab would not be correct, say it on the Brisa, which talks about Tavlin. Well, the Mishnah also says Chitim Misarim, which are not really edible as is. Some more says, but the reason why is because Mishnah Tani Chatzi Lug Yain, the Hainu Shtei Revius, Revius is a quarter, so two quarters is a half. So it says the share is chatzilu. She went on the Rav, Gabi Erev, Nami de Kamar Hachi. Rav also says by the Erev, we have Rav saying you need two reviyos, the share is two reviyos. So therefore, Rav is going back on the Mishnah. Now, so but the oyster of this conversation then is the final thought is Rav never said Bechein Le Erev, and Gabi the amount of five afarsikin. So you can't. As a kasha and Rav saying, the share of tapuchim is a kav. So that really would gain that over this conversation. Amr Mar, back on the Gemara. Okay. So we said before that. The Mishnah said that a Oichel Mistarfen lifts the Gubiyah b'chatzi pras ube Mosin Shtei Sudas le'erev. Oichel Mistarfen Mosin Shtei Sudas le'erev. The Mosin Shtei Sudas le'erev. Sober Rav Yosef the Memer Adikas Suda Mihai with Suda Mihai. Rav Yosef first understood that meant that you would have a full Suda's worth of each different item. So Amalei Rabba Afilo the Metzah L'Shish Raviyah. No. Even if you can have to combine different foods together to get to the sheer most of Shesudas, that's sufficient. Zak Rashi, one Rashi over here to that Rashi because Suda Mihai, fourth wide line. Beis Oichlam Mitzarfen Le'eriv. I will give him a badal to let the Suda Mikol Chad Loi. So Rashi learns that the more saying that. If you need Muslim Shtei Sudas, so I would say you can be mitzarf different types of Oichlin, so that's fine, different types of Oichlin, but each one at least is a Suda's worth. So I have a Suda from this food and a Suda from that food, that's a Muslim Shtei Sudas. But if I have three or four, which none of them has a Suda's worth, that's not acceptable. So Rabbi said, no, that even that is acceptable. Gufa. Back in the Gemara. Amarav, Ma'arvin b'shtei reviyah shayayin. You need two reviyah shayayin, which means each meal will get one reviyah's worth. Me bin kul had, you need that much wine? Batan, your shimimim, alozer armor. Yayin k'ed lechel boy. Yayin is it's already a valid amount for Erev that you could use it to dip bread in, eat with the bread. Chaymitz k'ed lechel boy. You'd have it as she says, you would soak the bread in it, which is less than reviyas. Vinegar you dip in it. Zaysim of Psalm, Kilecho Behen Shay Sudas, he two Sudas worth of the Zaysim or the Psalm. So see, but wine doesn't need that amount of Shay Revius. Moses Hosan Becharim of Ashla. That's how much cooked wine. Cooked wine goes well for dipping purposes, but other ones don't, therefore, or soaking purposes, so therefore, you can't use that measure. Amr Mar, Chaimitz Rishim Loza said, Kedhababoy, Amr of Gidl Marav, Kedhababoy, Mozen, Shtay Sudas, Shal Yorah. Doesn't say what you're dipping in it. Two Sudas is worth of the Yorakas that you would have in a meal. So that's the amount of vinegar. Ikata Amri, Amr of Gidl Marav, Yorah Kanechel, Bishtay Sudas. In a case where, so Rashi says the difference is the first shot is saying if you have a meal just of your ruckus, second is saying a meal of bread with your ruckus also.
Okay. Just of bread?
No, you have bread and you show your ruck.
It's a side dish.
It's a side dish as opposed to as the main course. Amar Mar.
I mean, I understand Rav means. Why would you need the two sudas full of yorah?
But we're measuring how much chometz.
Right.
So saying the chashibus of chometz is if you have enough chometz to be able to make a meal out of yorahs and dip yorahs in that amount of chometz, that's the chashibus. That's the first shot, Rav.
Yeah, but I mean, that hasn't. I mean, that seems to be at odds with the standard that we've been talking about. I mean, would he also say that if you're going to have your ruckus, it has to be like, you know, you're having a full...
I don't think so. This is the thing, it's got to be the cheshivas of chometz. So the price says Zaysim Absolum. So for the Markasha Ubitsolum Mima Arvin, can you make an Erev with Bitsolum? With onions? With Tanya. I'm Rishman Lozer, Hamachas Shabbos Bardisco. Remeir spent the Shabbos in the city of Ardisco. Rabbi, a Ravdi, Bibsolim, Litivin. I made a Erev Tchumen from the city of Tivin to the city of Ardisco with Bitsolim. Rashiva, the mayor, Barba Amashaloi, the mayor made him stay in the Telaramas. He couldn't move. He felt that Erev Tchumen was not acceptable. And therefore he said, Yotzel Chuset Chum. It was only a Talanamis. So you see, you can't use Psalim. Rancis Lokasha, Habu Olim, Habu Imohos. One's referring to the leaves of the onion plant, one's referring to the actual bulb. Netanya, Ochel Botzel, Behishkim, Umais. Person ate Botzel. And the next day he died. Ein Armim, Mimameis. You don't have to ask why he died. He died from eating Psalim. But one Rishmol Oshana Elba Olam be most less than Bo. So the Olam are not healthy for the person. The most are fine. So therefore, it's not the Olam are not acceptable for an Arab. They're not something a person should be eating. The more says Uba Olam Nami this that there's a danger of eating the Olam. And Loi Omran Ella the Loi Ivzel Zirsa. They haven't grown the size of a Zeris. If so, they're so less than, but once they grow to the size of a zeris, they're not dangerous. Omar Papa. Loy Omar, this is that they're dangerous. Loy Omar, the Ishti Shikra, that person does not drink beer afterwards. Alba Ishti Shikra, less than, but if he drank beer afterwards, it's not dangerous. Go to the Tzudats. Turn around, Loy Yerkel, Odom Botzel, person should not eat onions, named Nachash Shaboy, the. Literally the serpent, which means referring to the not poi, well, it's Eris poison, but the chemical which is dangerous in it. He ate half of a botzel with the poison in it. He became ill to the point that he was in danger of life. So Tosfos points out the Rashi Peshat of referring to the sap, the poison in it, that doesn't really fit over here because chati botzel v'chati nochas shabay. I mean, yeah, obviously. So he brings a different shot from the Oruch that it was like the mid part of it. So he was danger, life was a danger. Big Shachavim, Rachavim, my love, they davened for him. V'choya, and he recovered in Meisha Shod Tzrichalai because the time they needed him. Klal Yisrael needed. They needed Reb Chanina, so therefore the tefillas were effective. So Rashi. Yayin Kedisha Spoy, the fourth white line.
How did they know that?
What?
How did they know that in Lurza it wasn't just Stam their tefillas? Those their tefillas plus the fact that Shat Srikhla.
It's definitely a lesson that we write the Davin Hakadosh Baruch Hu that we believe this person is somebody which Klal Yisrael needs.
I'm sorry?
They believe this is somebody Klal Yisrael needs, so we have there's a certain extra push for the tefillah to be in the Skava, so we write the Davin like that. Yain, Shei Lechol Boy, Skrash Yelishas, by Pasimos, and basically you would soak up the bread would soak up the wine. The bread of two meals worth that amount of wine. You dip the meat in it. Kelechol behen lavas behen as a pas the beisudus. Kelechol behen, what's that going on? I'm not sure what's referring back to. The bread. Solom. It's going to be Solom. Okay. Also, the honey yain kelechol boy, which is wine to eat with it, to dip it. The chamer mevushel chamer. The kosher of lavas, but that works well for dipping. You have two sinners worth of drinking, and that's two reviews. No, I did that right. Muslim Beisudas Yorok. She calls Suda mean Yorok. It's two meals worth of just Yorokas. Yorok and Nechel, the Beisudas be passed, or to bring two, the amount it would come as an accompaniment to the bread. It's a side dish. He was going to Tivin. He was coming from City X, going to Tivin, and Ardiska was on the way from that Eruv Tchumen. She remembered all the Amos. It was a Lotzes, but also his Mimakama Medal. He couldn't leave his spot. When he asked the question, he had Dalai Lama's in all directions. Sever Lav Erev, who was not a valid Erev. He went outside the Tchum without an Erev. It's on the Kamon. And all Dalai Lama's, only get Dalai Lama's. Of course, that was some of the Olin. They're not kosher, but they're not good to eat. The Morse says, even that, it's only until Ibsil Zirsa. The leaves haven't grown the size of a zeris, which is not very big, a small finger. Eris srav habotzel, the sharp liquid which comes out of the botzel. Okay. Zadim Mora, two dots. Marnu Mesera, Omer Shmuel, Sheikhur Ma'arbin, but you can use Sheikhur, you can use beer for Erev. Uposel as the mikvah, but Shloishes Lugim. And Pasos the mikvah with three lug, which means it's the ikra of it is water. Lagabi Psul mikvah, it's called water. Water Pasos, Vilgim Lugim. But it's got to be Erev, it's not considered Nikra as water, because water you can't use for Erev, it's considered beer, and beer you can be Mahar. Maskel or Rav Kahana asks on Rav Zeira, Pshita b'chima b'in zel l'meit seva, what's the chiddush that it's only, that the shiur is Lugin, it's mamash a case of meit seva, colored water, that Rav Yossi armor meit seva, person is in the Kibashloshis Lugin. She says that the shear is shloshes lugim for meitzeva, even though it's colored. Amri the Mor says no. Hosam the chiddush is hosam my detziva mikri. It's people call it colored water. So you call it colored water. The ikur says that's water. Well, if it's water, the shear is shloshes lugim of mayim shuvim. But over here, hacha shikra ikri. People refer to it as beer, so I would argue that the shear is not shloshes lugim. Therefore, the Rav Zeira is mechadesh to me that it is, in the name of Shmuel, that it is, the shear is shloshes lugim. Sabra of Acha, become a marmot, how much do you use? Sabra of Acha, bereid the Rav Yosef, kameid the Rav Yosef, the Meimar. Rav Yosef's son suggested in the presence of Rabbi Yosef, Betrain Rivoy Shikra, that the amount would be that it should be two lug. Why a lug is also called a reva because there's four lug in a kaf. It should be two lugs worth. There's four revias in a loop. So it'd be eight revias. Right. So, four times the amount of wine. We said wine was two revias, this is eight revias. Four times the amount of wine. Where does he get this thought process from? Kiritna. And he has a thought process. He says in Mishnah, in the Sefer Shabbos, and what's a yayin kademazigas hakois? That it's the malacha mitzvah, it depends on something which is kosher. So by wine, since the wine was when it was undiluted, you wouldn't drink it like that. You would dilute it, and the measure was a ratio of 1 to 3. So I take out enough wine to make a revius of wine after it's mixed, which means a quarter of a revius. So that's the shear to be chayav for hutzah on wine. Ketanei lo kedei mezigas kais yafa. It says kedei mezigas kais. What is kais is referring to? I don't know. But kais is not a standard amount. So it's referring to kais yafa. What more is my kais yafa? What does kais yafa mean? It means kais bracha. And kais bracha was done a very pretty. Chazal were mechayav in a very pretty way. But at Maisa, the point is that the shear of the kais referring to is the shear of the kais of a bracha, which you know is the revius. So the amount of wine which you can make a meziga of a revius. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, kais of bracha tzar shehebay roiva revius kadei sheyim zegen ol biyamad al revius. So you need a quarter of a revius, a 16th, in order to mix it with three other parts of water and get a revius. Wine, which you don't mix it one part wine to three parts of water, it doesn't really taste like the wine is supposed to taste. Okay, so that is that's the amount of wine that you need. Okay, so he says, "With charcoal and mashkin, revius, all of the liquids are the shears are revius, four times as much." Also, anything with the water which is going to be used for washing, etc., is going to be discarded water you're not going to be using for drinking. Also, the shears are revius. So the ratio from wine to other drinks, including beer, is four times as much. It's 1:4. So it also should be 1:4. And if I told you that the shear for wine is 2 revios, so Rav Acha Brei Rav Yosef thought it's referring to wine which is chai. So it means other liquids is going to have to be four times as much.
Okay, but you couldn't actually use an erev yain chai, right? Because it needs a tikkun.
Well, it's in which tavel and these type of things, you don't use them. But that was the Moros argument before. The Moros says not edible as is, but that's okay because the mice they're there to. That's what he thought. So we're saying the average person will drink during a meal a lug. So you need 2 lugans worth for the 2 meals. Moro says, well, lohi, that's not correct. So this kasha barachah b'reidav yosef was wrong. Hasim hu, the rotsi hachal l'chashiv. Aba hachal loy, davidi inshi, the shosu kasha b'tzafra b'kasha b'panya. V'samchi ilu yahu. No, they drink 1 revius worth. So obviously over there it didn't mean a revius of wine, yayin chai. It meant a revius of yayin, which is mazuk. Okay, so see Rashi. Second line from the top. It's considered water still, and the shear for water pasul in the mikvah is my shuvim is 3 lug. Master of Kana, Ma Ben Zela made 7. Ubshita the postal. Obviously, it's going to pass up. Versus Shikra Mikri. So the minute in a lob shame mime, is that called water? Now, so Lachi is so much as not. So May Paris, the mission says, only pass up a Shini Mara if they change, if there's enough to change the color of the mikvah. But they don't pass up Bimayim. With the gimelugim of mayim shuva, trei rivoy shikra, trei lugin. It says 2 rabbis of beer, and it's 2 lugin. Lug reba kav. Lug is a quarter of a kav. What's yain b'shabbos? Kedem zigus kais. The amount to make a cup. Kamboishet losin yain chai because kedem uzgemam. The amount of wine, which is raw, and you put in a cup, which eventually you'll be able to make a revius worth. Total. So that's the chair for it. So is a quarter of a revius. Rebbe revius, roiva, loig, yayin chai. It's a quarter of a loig. Roiva revius, roiva, loig, yayin chai. I'm going to try to read the Rashi. It's a quarter of a quarter. Okay, I don't know. Tony Sefer, the Motzi Yain, Meshark Lamashkim, Hutzoson, Revius, the Sefer of that Mishnah Motzi Yain, it says all of the liquids, the Hutzos, Revius, Tana Lug. So he's learning his thought process. Okay, right, because in his thought process, that when we said him an alpha, we meant Yayin Chai. So he's saying that Huadino, the Gabi Hutzor, would be the same thing as over here, that the amount the person drinks in a meal is a loik. So wine is a quarter of a loik. So here it said, Reva Revius is a quarter, Revius is referring to a loik, which is a quarter of a cow. And this is a quarter of that. Not a quarter of a revius of a loik. So that's what he thought to say. Is hachanami gabi air being an arba, we need 4 times as much. Amarav leel ma arba mishnei revius yain. Am b'shikra trei lugi bina. You need 2 lug. Moses says no. The shalsi kosher shal revius loig sheker b'tzafra because of a panya. But some achilui a person just comfortable having a quarter of a loig of beer in the morning meal, and the quarter of a loig of beer in the evening meal. That's enough for her person. Okay. Tamorim bekam, back to Gnumar. Omer of Yosef, tamorim bekav. The amount of tamor of dates which a person would make an eruv tchumen with is a kav's worth. Omer of Yosef, where do I see that the shear is a kav? Titania. Some of the law of a person eat, the person who eats truma b'shargeg, the Torah says that the way you pay back, the person eats a b'shargeg is not preparing for the value of the truma, but he has to actually replace the volume. He replaces the with an actual item which is a foodstuff which can become kaddish, and it gets kaddish's truma on it. So the b'risa says the case, oh, we have this m'sochim. Ochel gregris, person ate figs, mishilim tamarim, and he paid back with dates. Tavala bracha, he should get a better blessing. That's a nice thing that he did. Was hechadami. What was the case? Ilay melefidamim. He was going according to the value. The ochel minez mine bezusa, kamashalim le bezusa. He ate a zuz's worth of gregis. He pays back a zuz worth of tamarim, and that's how you calculate it. So my tavala bracha, bezuzah ochel, bezuzah kamashal. Wow, you're such a big tzaddik. You gave back the exact amount of stuff that you ate. What's the sitkas over here? What's the bracha? Why should you get a bracha? Elo, what's lav lefi mida? Must be according to measure. The ochel minei griva the gregris. Griva is a kav, an Aramaic. He had a cow with the gregris, the shabi zuza, which had cost the zuza. From a shalom lay, gruva, the tamorim, the shabi arba. And dates are more expensive. Here the fellow's giving me back that volume worth of dates instead, and it's worth more. He says, he gets a blessing for that. So I'm with tamorim adif, we see the tamorim are adif than gregris. We said by the case of the oni, you give an oni a kav of gregris, and we said Rav said b'chein le'erev. So kav b'charmer that tamarim a kav is enough. Now theoretically, could be even less than a kav is enough. Well, that what you know for sure that a kav is enough. Amalei Abay says no, we can't prove that. D'alam d'alchem in a bezuzu kamashalim bezuzu. The case was l'fi damim, and the price is not discussing. That it's a greater value. My tavla bracha. Why is a blessing given him? He ate from him something which is not easily saleable because it's very available. They paid back something else, which is harder to get, so it's easier to sell. Zog Rashi, Ochel Gregris, a little less than halfway down the page. Shel Tumruma B'Shege, a person ate a Gregris of Truma. He ate Gregris of Truma, figs of dried figs, which were truma b'shagig, they have to pay back with food. In the case of the ape b'zuzah, rishah b'zuz, he ate a zuz worth of gregers. Become a shalom late tomorrow, hayyukorim me gregers. Tomorrow, which are more expensive. Well, a shilom loy the fimida el lefidomi, but he paid according to the domi, which means a smaller value, but that value, so that can't be the case. The worst of the case was, it was based on value. And I was tomorrow with Diffie. Tomorrow more chasha than Gregus. But Tanli al Gabi only begar Kav Gregus. They only get the Kav Gregus. So, Vomer Rav, Achein Le'erev. Bekoshka tomorrow, the Vale Sagi Lahu Behaki. So definitely, a Kav's worth of tomorrow is enough. Maybe less, but that's definitely true. You can't prove that from over here. The Torah Adifi. The Torah Umar Chosh. Lo'alim Gregris Adifi. Maybe I'll tell you the figs are more Chosh. Lefidomim shall you pay lefidomim. My bracha. So what's the bracha? The kavetz la zvina is easier to sell. Loichim, there's more purchasers. In an erev, beinan. But that's all save the gabi truma. But in an erev, I could argue beinan tvei mekav, even more than a kav.
I mean, I understand. It sounds as though there was a question as to which is more expensive in the marketplace. I mean, that's...
Nothing more seems accepted. It's more expensive. It's worse saying it doesn't make it more kosher. That's interesting, our thought process. The only criteria of chashivas that we have is the market price. So if something which is less available is more kosher. The more is that isn't necessarily true. If something which is intrinsically more kosher, even though it happens to be, it is it's more available. So the price is cheaper, but it's a more kosher item. Okay. Shisisa. I'm trying to get to the bottom of the yomid. Sorry. Third white line. Shishisa was a type of a food that they would take kernels and roast them, and then they would break them up into pieces, and they would add honey. So how much is the amount for Erev? So Amar Rav Acha bar Pinchas Trey Shargushi, 2 spoonfuls worth. Kisoni, that's just plain roasted kernels. Rabaya Trey Buni de Pupadisa. So there's a measure in Pupadisa called a boon, so 2 of those. Rabaya says that my aim was not his mother. His mother died in childbirth. It means the woman who raised him. Hanikisani Malaliba, they're good for your heart. So he by quotes her a lot of times. She seems to be a very knowledgeable woman. So it's good for your heart. Mavatli machshavta, and it took away it would take away worry. So I'm not sure if it was a chemical reaction that took away the worry, or a spiritual, or was just saying it tasted so good you forgot about your worries. I'm not sure which way. Vamra baya amr li aim.
Why it tastes so good?
Yeah. Vamra baya amr li aim. Says once I'm in the quoting my aim for something, the nurse arranged it. So I'm on the isle chulsha delivers and has a weakness in his heart. So laisi bisra the atma yamino the dichra. Bring meat from the right thigh of a ram. Okay. Velaisi kivuye deriisa denisa. Bring the manure to act as manure is a very good burning agent. It's a good fuel for fire. From the bring the dung from the shepherds from Nissan. Bileka kibuya de Reisa. If that's not available, Maisi Sugyoni de Rafta. Bring little Rashi says it means little splinters of willow wood. Menichavve, make it into a coal and roast it on that. Menichel, eat that meat. Menishti basrei chamra marka. Then immediately drink some wine, which is mixed wine, as opposed to raw wine. That helps. Suck Rashi.
Wines, what? What?
Mixed wine.
Mixed wine.
What? Roland.
Roland?
Okay,
I'm not sure what's wrong.
What did you say?
He says that helps your health. Shasisa. My choshes a became of koli. It's a food made out of roasted flour. Shemishavish mataner, which is roasted in the oven. And then you add honey. Shagushi is tarvonim as spoons. Kisani is cloyus, is roasted kernels. Buni is a meters. Machshav the dog takes away worries. Tui the risa, the nisan tzvi bakr, the dog manure of the cattle. Sugyoni the rapsa, kisan shalarov. Little splinters of wood, of the willow wood. Make a coal out of them. Then roast the meat over that meat and eat it. And then afterwards have karma the marco, yain mosa, mixed wine. Okay. So hold on by the two dots.